You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we focus on the Bible and invite you to test what is taught in light of what the Scriptures teach.
Welcome to Season 9, Episode 9 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about preaching the Word. Let's get started. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul charged Timothy with the task of preaching the Word. Now, what Timothy was told to do is the responsibility of every gospel preacher. So this lesson that we're going to look at is going to examine Paul's charge to Timothy to see what every preacher must remember. So the text we're looking at is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and will turn aside to myths. But you be sober in all things, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. The first thing that we see here in verse 1 of this passage that we just read is that a preacher of the gospel is accountable to God. Paul said that I solemnly charge you, that this is not something to be taken lightly. Preaching the gospel is not something that we can just take a casual approach to doing it. It is a serious job. It is a serious work. And Paul says, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ. Preachers need to remember that this responsibility that we have, this charge that we have, is in the presence of God and of Christ. That we are responsible before Him for the work that we do. We will give an account to Him for what we will do. We know that the Lord is going to judge the living and the dead. And so, in addition to all the other things that we do and the way that we live our lives, those who preach will also be judged for this work. That's why James 3:1 says that those who teach will be held under a stricter judgment. Those who teach false doctrine will bring destruction upon themselves, as 2 Peter 2:1 says. So this is not something to be taken lightly. This is not something that we can just think, well, it's not really all that important, that this is just another job like any job. No, this isn't just another job. This is something that we are accountable to God for how we do this. I solemnly charge you, do not take this lightly. Then Paul talks about the responsibility Timothy had to preach in verse 2. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. The word of God is the message that must be preached. Preach the word. As Peter said over in 1 Peter 4:11, speak as the oracles of God, which means you speak the very words of God. Don't add to those words. Don't take things away from it. Don't change the message of the gospel. Preach the word. And Paul told Timothy, you do this. You preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season, which means when it's convenient and when it's not convenient, when people like it, when people don't like it, when brethren are supportive and when they're not supportive. In every instance, in every case, you preach the word. In season and out of season. And then notice what he says is involved in preaching the word in season and out of season. He says, reprove, rebuke, and exhort. Those three things are involved in preaching. And if those things are not in our preaching, then our preaching is lacking. Our preaching needs to reprove in order to correct faults that exist. When Paul told Timothy, just a couple verses before this, in chapter 3 and verse 16, says that all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. The scriptures have been given to reprove us, to correct our faults. The scriptures have been given to rebuke us. And this is part of the work that Paul told Timothy to do. Rebuke, to warn those who are in error, to in order to get them to see that they are wrong, or to get others to see that they are wrong. And then he says to exhort, to admonish, encourage brethren in doing what is right. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort. Correct those who are wrong, rebuke those who will not repent, exhort your brethren to follow the Lord and continue to be faithful. That is involved in preaching. We can't leave out any of those elements. Reprove, rebuke, exhort. And then he says, with great patience. Because as we're going to see here, some people are not going to appreciate this. Some people are not going to want to hear this message. Some will oppose the truth. As Paul talked about in verse 8 of the previous chapter, he says, just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so these men also oppose the truth. Men of depraved mind, rejected in regard to the faith. There will be opposition. There are going to be people who will be slow to accept the truth. Paul told Timothy in chapter 2 that we are to, as we teach others and we try to instruct others, we are to do so with patience in verse 24, and with gentleness in verse 25, correcting those who are in opposition, if perhaps God may grant them repentance leading to the knowledge of the truth, and they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil, having been held captive by him to do his will. That may take time. There may be people who will be slow to accept the truth. And so in preaching, we need to recognize that people are not going to be receptive right away. People are not going to change what they need to change right away. Sometimes it's going to be slow in trying to turn people around and trying to direct them to the truth and get them to accept it and get them to obey it. Preaching has to be done with great patience, and he says there, with instruction. We can't just be patient and leave it at that. Great patience and instruction, that we are teaching the scriptures. We are imparting knowledge from the Word of God. But then as Paul goes on, he talks about the fact that Timothy at times was going to be received unfavorably. And this is going to be true for us as well. In verse 3, he says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and will turn aside to myths." A time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. The word endure means to put up with something. It means they may tolerate the truth for a while, but eventually they will not want to hear it anymore. They will not want to continue to listen to Timothy, or today, listen to you, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with great patience and instruction as you are preaching the word. So what they desire instead, these ones that Paul is talking about here in verses 3 and 4, they want to have their ears tickled, or they have itching ears, as another translation says. They want to hear what sounds good to them. They want to hear what fits their desires. And if what they desire is not the word of God, and you are teaching the word of God, as Paul told Timothy to do, they're only going to put up with that for so long. And they will find other teachers who will teach them what they want to hear. If there is a demand, the market will provide for it. It's a basic rule of economics that if there is a demand for something, there will be people who, because they know that they can profit from that, because they know that there's a demand from that, they will supply that demand. The same rule applies here. When you have brethren who demand a certain preaching, preaching that is not preaching the word, reproving, rebuking, and exhorting with great patience and instruction, they want something different. They want someone who's going to add these other rules in addition to what the Word of God teaches. Or they want someone who's not going to talk about these things that they don't want brought up, that these sins that they want to be involved in, they don't want to repent of those, they don't want them to be brought up, so they feel guilty about them. They'll find preachers who will just be silent about those things. They will find those who will teach the message that they want. They will find teachers who will teach the message that they want to hear. And these ones here, they will turn away their ears from the truth and turn aside to myths. Now, when it talks about myths here, or fables in the King James Version, it's not just referring to stories. Jesus used parables. Those were stories that illustrated a spiritual truth. We may use illustrations at times in our sermons. That's not what this is talking about. When Paul said that they will turn away their ears from the truth and will turn aside to myths, he's talking about those things that have been made up that are contrary to the truth. Not things that illustrate the truth. Those can be used within reason. But those that are contrary to the truth, these people will go off and follow those things. Well, Timothy, if you're teaching the truth, if you're preaching the word in season and out of season, and here you have these people, the time has come where they're not going to listen to you anymore. Well, that's preaching out of season. Well, what's going to happen then? Well, there are going to be challenges that come with preaching. And that's what Paul finished this passage with in verse 5. But you be sober in all things, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Be sober in all things. Be calm and collected in spirit, as Thayer defines that word. Do not act rashly. Do not react out of pure emotion, out of frustration. Be sober in all things. It is frustrating when brethren turn against the truth, when they decide they don't want to listen to the truth anymore, they want to turn aside to something else. It's frustrating when that happens. Be sober in all things. Do not react out of emotion, but instead remember what your responsibility is as a preacher. Preach the word in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. Be sober in all things. Endure hardship. Endure hardship as a good soldier, as Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 3. Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. The business of war is not easy. Paul warned in Ephesians chapter 6 about the war that we are engaged in and the principalities and powers that we are fighting against. And we have to put on the full armor of God. It's not going to be easy. We have to endure hardship and continue to do the work of an evangelist. The work of an evangelist is to preach the word, as Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 2. That is the summary of what the responsibility is for a preacher. What the work of an evangelist is to preach the word. Well, brethren may not want to hear it. There may not be those who will support you. There may be people who will oppose you. Preach the word. Continue to do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Do it fully. See it through until the end. Don't give up, but continue to do this work. So as we think about what Paul told Timothy here in this passage, preaching the gospel is a great responsibility. And there are times where it will be difficult. It's always going to be a work. It's always going to be something that has to be effort expended to do it. But there will be times where it will be more difficult than at other times. But the work needs to be done. And so preachers need to be about doing this work. However, this lesson and the things we've talked about are not just for preachers, but is for everyone. Because over in 3 John, verse 8, John said, therefore we ought to support such men, so that we may be fellow workers with the truth. The ones that he's talking about there are those who are doing the work of an evangelist, those who are going out and preaching the word. We are to work together in this. We are to be fellow workers in the truth. And so even if you are not a preacher, recognize that you have a responsibility to support those who are faithfully preaching the gospel, not just to make life easy on them, but in order to help the gospel to be able to spread, the gospel to be supported. Support such men who are faithfully preaching the word. And always keep your ears receptive to the gospel. Don't turn away to myths. Don't turn away, even when it's the majority that's going away. Don't turn away to these other doctrines and these other myths. Be faithful to the Lord. Follow His word, no matter what others might do.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.
Every quarter, we send out a digital magazine that is centered around a certain theme. And the next one is coming out this Monday, March 26th, focused on the theme of worship. So if you're not on the mailing list for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly newsletter, go to the website and sign up so you can receive Plain Bible Teaching on Worship this Monday. You can go to www.plainbibleteaching.com/subscribe, sign up for the weekly newsletter, and then this Monday, you'll receive that quarterly magazine. Next week, we'll be talking about fighting the good fight. Until then, I hope you have a great week.